Andrea Matsky says she knows that small hydroelectric projects can make sense, but she's worried that this one on the Skykomish River would harm endangered salmon and steelhead and ruin one of the most spectacular waterfalls in the state. She and hundreds of community activists crowded into the firehouse at Index on Highway 2 last summer and helped plaster the area with signs and banners that said things like, "No damn way." Federal regulators are deciding how much study is required before a license is issued for the inflatable dam that would rise and fall with the flow of the river. Matsky contends the local utility has been trying to get it past the community by issuing confusing information and even meeting during the federal government shutdown in October.
The meeting was set up in the Department of Ecology's office, and that was closed. They couldn't get in because of the shutdown.
But Snohomish PUD Assistant General Manager Kim Moore says that wasn't the utility's fault. The feds are the ones who insisted the meeting take place.
So, you know, I don't know what else we could have really done. It was scheduled, and the FERC told us they still wanted to have the meeting. So the federal government kind of dictated when they wanted the meeting, and they told us not to cancel it.
He says the proposed inflatable dam is designed to be fish-friendly and affordable. On Thursday, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, will issue its determination of which studies will be necessary to keep the proposal moving forward. Moore says nothing is final until a license is issued, but Snohomish PUD has already authorized about $1 million in spending for the project. Opponents are considering a lawsuit to stop the dam. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.